Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal. Hello, everybody. Elisa, can you hear me?
Good morning.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
There you are. Good morning. I'm trying something
Good
different
morning.
Today, so always experimenting over here. You know that.
Okay.
So how are you today?
Why not? I'm doing well, thank you.
Good.
A lot of changes.
I am.
A lot of changes happening.
What's happening?
It's a lot of changes.
I know, I saw the moon last night, and I was so excited about it, but it was behind clouds. It was still exciting, though.
Aw. Yes, it looks like it's a full moon already, but it's actually tomorrow night, and it's a void moon. So that means it's favorable for endings of letting go of relationships and unfavorable measures of anybody's stuff in their life to let go and kind of don't start anything on the full moon. Just let it end and await the rebirth because that's what we're transitioning into, releasing.
I actually like void moons. They give me a minute to take a break and breathe.
Yes, and it's to give people more clarity on the journey and what's best for their life. And, you know, everybody's on a journey of reflection right now and transformation. So it's a good time for cleansing and releasing and harvesting and allowing for the rebirth that I'm picking up.
Cool.
So if you'd like to bring in our caller, we can do so.
I will bring in our first caller. It is Lisa from California. Hi, Lisa. How are you doing?
Well, you brought up a lot of things about this moon that I am going to ask a question about. I am in the middle of a contract, and this contract has to do with COVID testing, and I wanted to know if my contract is going to be extended at my current location, or is it time to look for new things?
They want to push you to have a COVID testing, or I don't know what you're asking about the COVID thing, but.
Well,
you know,
I'm a director of a COVID testing site. So
okay.
I feel things are coming to an end, but I just want some confirmation because there's been a lot of he say, she say things. So I just would like to know if I should continue on here or if I should move on.
Well, this is a time for endings, but at the same time, it's also reflecting on what aligns with your truth. And when doubt starts to set in or you're getting that little inkling of things are not stable or feeling like something's not right or going against your truth, then it's time to reflect and make a soul choice. I would never tell somebody to go do something they're not comfortable doing. You have to choose for yourself. But this whole period of time is to learn how to navigate life through your own moral compass. It's not about asking other people, including intuitives. We're here just to validate the truth. So if it doesn't validate your truth, then it's not the truth of yours. Okay, it doesn't matter what people say, even if people see as our seers and see things for you, it's how you choose to navigate through your own journey And I actually see you having hesitation about being there anyway. So there's just this doubt that you're even going in the right direction. And it's about stepping back and reflecting on your own truth and allow yourself to be shown what is a better offer for you if that should come up. But I kind of see a change coming up. That's because you're choosing that.
I'm sorry, you broke up on that one.
It's about change is coming up.
Okay. The end of the year, end of this month?
I think it's sooner than later. I don't know. I see a gap of time for a lot of people right now. And I don't know what that means. I see a gap of things staying stationary or not progressing, kind of like taking a different turn and going on a different tide. That's for the collective. So I'm not so sure, but I do see change.
All righty. And I appreciate that.
So it's about you. It's about you really reflecting. I feel that you're ready. You're holding on to something that's kind of be short term, and I feel like you just need to like navigate through something, a different path that's more stability for you. But I also feel you need a break. Yeah, like a break, like a time just to have, just to reboot.
Yeah,
I feel
got
like
a lot
just,
on my plate as
going,
a nurse.
Going, it's a lot.
Yes, I have been going. I'm a COVID director, and my mother's terminally ill, so taking care of managing things. I think sooner is, the gut feeling is sooner than later.
Yeah. I mean, you have to make a choice, okay?
Okay.
All
right,
my dear.
I've done well here, and I think it's time for that. It's been over a year, and I think we're all saturated with COVID. I'm done.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay.
Lisa,
all right,
we'll all be done when the time is over. You know, there's a lot of lessons we're learning through all this. And I want to thank you for calling, but we do have other callers waiting in line.
No, please. I thank you for the guidance.
Oh,
thank
absolutely.
You.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I'm going to actually hang up on Alisa for a moment and have her call back into the show. We're having a little technical difficulty, but in the meantime, she'll be calling right back. I just hung up on her. So you're stuck with me, folks. But I will tell you that if you don't, some of you, I've got two people that have been calling a couple of times. And you know who you are. We'll get with you as soon as we can. Here comes Alisa back into the show. That was quick. Let's see if this works for her. Alisa, do you
Hello?
Still have the difficulty?
I'm here.
How's your sound on your end now?
It's better. It was echoing before, so I was getting all the feedback, and I couldn't concentrate. But go ahead.
I know.
We're good now.
So we're back, and we have another caller here. I'm going to bring them in and find out who it is. Hello, who's there? Hello?
Hello? Yes, hello.
What is your name?
Hi. My name's Lana.
I'm sorry,
and
say that
I'm
again.
Lana?
Lana.
Lana.
And where are you calling
yes.
from?
Calling from South Florida.
Excellent. Welcome to the show. Alisa will be with you in just a moment. She's going to get into your energy and be right back with you.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, Lana.
Hi, Alisa. Is it
Hello.
Alisa? Hi.
Yes, this is Alisa.
Nice to meet you, Alicia.
Nice to meet
can
you.
Can I ask, may I ask a question, or did you just want to
sure.
give me whatever
I
you
just
get?
Want to say before you ask me, though, I feel a lot of emotional struggles around you right now.
Really?
And I don't know if it's people around your energy, but I feel like there's like a lot around you right now.
Well,
I don't know if you just came out of something, but okay, go ahead and ask your question. That's what I feel right away.
Okay, thank you for that. I have my emotions in a lot of different places because I'm participating in new things that I'm trying to find what's going to stick with me. But my question is regarding a partner. A romantic partner. I want to know if you see anyone coming in for me.
I just see right now that there's a lot of stuff you're processing through as far as healing goes. And I really feel that that needs to clear up before you're going to be opening to someone coming into your energy to share it with you. There's just a lot, or I just see a lot around you. I don't know if you're going in 10 different directions, but there's also healing from the past that needs to be dealt with that no longer serves your purpose and no longer is healthy for you. And when all that gets processed through, that's when I see you meeting somebody or being set. I almost feel like you're going to be set up with somebody through a mutual friend. I don't see you really ready yet.
I see.
I think
you
might want it, but it's not ready. It's just not the time yet. It's, you know, even if someone shows up along the path and you've met somebody, it just feels like it's going to be kind of like on the outer banks for a while, like kind of in the outer rings of the energy until you clear up some of these emotional layers that need to be released off of you.
How do I do that? I meditate all the time, and I'm a very spiritual person. How do I clear up these energies? I'm not even sure what they are.
It's just a lot of past stuff. It's not so much the present, it's just past stuff. It's baggage that you've kind of carried through. It's like taking off the backpack, but you really haven't taken off the backpack. You kind of crammed it down and just don't deal with it because it's the past, but it's still there. It's not like it's not something that can't be helped. It's just that there's a lot of layers, and it's when you bring somebody into your energy and you hold on to these layers, their behavior pushes or provokes something that brings up what happened in the past because you haven't dealt with it and cleared it, then it's going to create, you know, a reaction that is not healthy.
Okay.
And when you reflect back on your life, you're going to understand what I'm talking about. You know, I'm not going to say stuff over the life wire. But if you want to have a session or something or a healing, you know, you're welcome to always call me or find somebody, you know, who's close by you want to go to, whatever you feel. But I feel like, you know, you would do really well with like an energy healing or, you know, someone who's intuitive that can heal layers. I mean, I do that stuff too. So it's about removing all those layers so you can be free of the past, you know, energetically and physically, mentally, emotionally. And this way you're a clear vessel for who's to come. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you for calling, Juana.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
This lady has called us before. Hi, Kay.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Not really great today. I'm having some health issues, and I know it's stress-related due to work, and I'm actually working on that. I have a job interview tomorrow and then a follow-up interview on next Monday. But my question today is, how do you see me managing this stress thing with my current manager? Because it's starting to take a toll, and I'm just kind of afraid that I'm going to not do well helping. I feel like I have a flare-up on shingles right now. It's really bad.
Wow. You have shingles right now?
Yeah.
You know, I feel with you, you're compromising yourself as well for and not taking care. You're pushing yourself too much and the sadness, but I also feel your energy really low, and I feel like you need some kind of mineral support. There's some nutrients on the cellular level that your cells actually need. You might want to, you know, look into how to improve your cellular nutrition and give yourselves the food or the nutrient energy, because I just see you like, it's almost like when you have mono, like I feel like you're run down and emotionally sad and just feeling like you're letting yourself go. And so when people push on you who are having expectations and you're not fulfilling the shoes that you were hired to do because you're sick, you know, you're, it's like the expectations are there and you're not able to fill the shoes right now. So I just see that, you know, I feel like you just need to surrender and just say, you know what, I'm going to do the best I can. But instead of reacting to this person, because they're pushing on you and pushing on you because you're in a lower frequency and they feel they can kind of treat you poorly. Because you're not feeling when you're not in your whole self, standing up for yourself in a heightened space, you become a weakness. Yeah. And so she's preying on your weakness right now.
Yes.
Or he. Yeah. I don't know if it's he or she,
it's
but
a
she. I feel like
it's she.
But
it's a she.
But that's what I feel.
Yeah,
so,
it's a she.
But I feel like, you know, it's because there's this lack that people are going through right now of compassion and love and kindness, because this is what is part of the awakening. It's about stepping back into that compassion, love, and kindness and understanding. And people are just choosing not to let go of their ego control. They want to be in control and step onto people, you know. So it's about you surrendering right now and just being gentle with yourself, because to lose yourself over people is not okay.
No.
And, you know, if it means sacrificing your job for your health, then you do what you know, to help yourself right now.
That's where I was 25 years ago.
Be gentle. Yeah, be gentle with yourself.
I'm trusting and believing that this new job is coming. And it's like, right, as I get closer to it, it's like, She of course she doesn't know, but it's just like she is just vicious. There was a conversation on Friday that just left me completely, as you just described. All I could do was just get off the phone and just curl up on the couch. I couldn't do anything.
I'm going to teach you something.
Yes.
When things get really rough for you, it means you're going the wrong way. So it's really God stepping in saying, you need to go. You need to go. Why are you holding on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reflect on that.
Yes. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The more uncomfortable
I hope you
get,
feel better.
The more the universe is talking. Thank you, Kay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you both. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so
you're
much.
Welcome.
We appreciate you too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
And this is going to be our last caller of the day. Catherine has called us quite a few times. So
hi, good morning.
Hi. Hi, Catherine.
Hello,
welcome
back. My question is about tinnitus and falling asleep. When I lay down to sleep and it's really quiet, it's just so loud in my left ear, and I really have a hard time. I usually have to put on a music or a podcast or something so I don't hear the ringing so loud.
Oh, my God.
That's a frequency shift. There's frequency shifts going on right now.
Well, I've had this
your
for,
ears
I've
are
had
very
this for
sensitive.
2 years.
Oh, really?
So,
Yeah, there's, you know, I mean, there's all different reasons for tinnitus, but we're going through a huge frequency shift right now, and there's not just you saying that, okay? There's been a lot of people who've come around who've had tinnitus and asked what you can, because it's really irritating.
Yeah.
And it's about heightening your frequency. So maybe listen to a meditation that's over 432 megahertz and see if that helps.
Mm.
Because you need to raise your vibration, okay?
Okay.
See if that helps. And then there's other ways. I mean, you can always go to a chiropractor and have an adjustment. I mean, there's so many ways you can help with that. But
I do that.
From what I'm seeing with the collective is a lot of people are being heightened into a different – we're shifting and growing and elevating into a different frequency level, and that a lot of people are talking about the tinnitus. And pressure behind their eyes, losing their hearing. There's a lot going on right now. Okay. So try raising your vibration by listening to higher vibrational, you know.
Definitely.
Maybe sound healing.
Oh, like the bowl.
Like the bowls, yes, because they're a high frequency.
Okay.
And it might help
okay.
to adjust, you know, balance and release things for you.
Great idea.
Okay, because frequency of music is very healing. And people are just, you know, starting to awaken to that as well. So sound healing is very powerful. And so is gongs and the bowls and all of it.
And
okay.
Okay. I will give that a shot. Thanks
helps.
So much.
All right, thanks, Catherine. Hope you feel better soon.
Thank you.
And that brings us to the end of today's show. Lisa, thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody
you.
Who called got an answer. You too. And I will talk with you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Transformational Tuesday with intuitive healer Elisa Nicole. Every Tuesday, Elisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit beunique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's beunique.org. If you want to schedule a one-on-one visit with Elisa, text or call her at 407-432-7088. Again, that's 407-432-7088. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I am grateful that you called today.